Okay, let's take your Bibles and go to Isaiah 64, verse 6. I wonder if you've ever read this verse before. This is a verse that I don't know if I've ever read this one before. I mean, I've read through the Bible, so maybe I have, but I don't remember all the verses I have read. So, but let's go to Isaiah 64. Okay. We're going to talk about perspectives. Al, I mentioned perspectives, and we'll look at God's perspectives on some things here. Isaiah 64. I'll get there. You guys probably all there already. So 64, verse 6. You might not like this verse right off the bat here, but hang in there. But we are all as an unclean thing.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Get out the ivory soap, huh? But we are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. Oh my goodness. Here I've been telling you about this great word of God and all the good things in here. And we all do fade as a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. We just blow here and there, right? And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee, for thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. So this is pretty bad shape here, huh? But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou are potter. All right, and we all are the work of thy hand.
Amen.
Yeah, in ourselves, we're stinky, unclean. We're like filthy rags. Yeah, our iniquities like leaves. Wind blows us here and there. But you know what? God is our Father as born-again believers, right? And so we're his clay and he's our potter. And what he has done through his son, Jesus Christ, has made us perfect in the Lord. Let's go to Philippians, if you will. All the way toward the back of your Bibles here, Philippians. And, Philippians chapter 3. It says in verse 7, but what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for what? The excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Now, Paul is reflecting on himself here. He has suffered the loss of all things. He was a Pharisee, and when he got born again of God's Spirit on the road to Damascus, his whole life changed. He lost all of what he went to school for, sitting under the feet of Gamaliel. All his degrees, everything went down the tubes because he became a Christian. And those who he was putting in jail and killing, now he was ministering to. He was helping. He was teaching them the word. And so you can see why this is in here, where he suffered the loss of all things. But were they very important to him? What was, how did he refer the importance of these things that he had, be it a great degree, lots of money, prestige? What did he say? The loss of all things.
Counted him as loss.
As loss?
For Christ.
Right, but dumb. That I may win Christ. Right? Rubbish. You know? That I may win Christ. Paul had a great perspective there, right? You know, sometimes we think ourselves, we belittle ourselves, we think less of ourselves. And yet, when we go to God's Word and we see what God has to say, we see that we have a fantastic lifestyle because of our Heavenly Father. Let's... I want to come back here, but we need to go to Romans chapter 8. Okay, Romans chapter 8. You know, it mentioned the righteousness in Isaiah. Here in chapter 8 of Romans, verse 4, we'll catch it here. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, what's carnally mean?
Earth, natural minded,
yeah. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Wow. Life and peace. What a perspective. You know, what a perspective. What we can think of our life as dirty rags or whatever. But from God's perspective, and as we believe His Word, we are pretty special before Him. And if we look at it from a spiritual mind, it's life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Boy, so many people in the flesh sure try to, huh? But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Does the Spirit of God dwell in you? Yeah, I see everybody shaking their head. Yes, yes. Yes, if that's the case, that's the case. Now, if any man have not the Spirit, he's none of his. But we do have the Spirit in us. And if Christ be in you, verse 10, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness, God's righteousness. Mm-hmm. Isn't that fantastic? Mm-hmm. You know, we're 2 Corinthians 5. We are righteous before God in a big, wonderful way. He says in 5:21, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. How righteous is God? You're as righteous as God. Whoa. Now that's a pretty good perspective, isn't it? A great perspective. Great perspective. Now let's go back. I don't know if you put a finger in Philippians, but we said we were going back there. So chapter 3, everything else is done, but we win Christ. That's what matters, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 9, 3:9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Isn't that fantastic? We have his righteousness. And then finally, let's close here in Ephesians chapter 5. Go back a book. Chapter 5, verse 15. 5:15 in Ephesians. Great exhortation for us. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. How are we going to do that? Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Yeah. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We want to understand what God's will is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Great perspective there, huh? Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sound like a good deal? Good perspective? Yeah. That's how we want to really live our life, knowing who we are in Christ, and walk a spiritual life. Amen.